You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
How are you this morning, Isley?
Good morning, Spike. I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, yeah. It's weather's starting to clear up, but I think firstly, let's probably touch on that. What the recent heavy weather that Tamaki Makaurau has been experiencing since Sunday, and I just want to ask how council's been responding so far.
Yeah, look, we did have quite a lot of bad weather over the weekend. We experienced a hang of a lot of heavy rain and strong wind gusts. As of Monday morning, like from the weekend, we had rainfall between like 25 and 45 mils at most of our weather stations, with a peak of around 50 in the Waitakere Ranges. We also had a lot of wind, like almost, 93 kilometres, almost 100 miles an hour, kilometres an hour rather, at Whangaparoa. So, it was pretty bad. We had a slip in Dome Valley, which is, of course, State Highway 1, which is now reopened both ways. But the good news, that's the bad news, the good news is there are currently no watches or warnings in place, which I think is really good for Auckland. I mean, interestingly enough, what the Met Service do tell us is that the rain that we're getting at the moment is about average for this time of the year, for autumn. The problem for us is it's on top of, So we know that we're in a bit of a lull at the moment, today, potentially tomorrow, and there will be some more rain coming later in the week, and we will be keeping a really, really close eye on that. And with that in mind, we strongly encourage Aucklanders to keep a close eye on the weather forecast in the coming days and be prepared if Met Service issues any further watches or warnings. The best information can be found on the Met Service website and the Auckland Emergency Management website. From a council perspective, look, we continue to share the updates on all our platforms, and we encourage others to do so too.
Yeah, because I think the first thing, what I mainly wanted to ask is, because the anniversary weekend flood report came out only about 2.5 weeks ago, has council been able to enact some of the recommendations when responding to this or planning for this?
Yeah, look, we had that report was, as I've said on the station before, pretty grim reading, but I think it's important that we get onto it and do something about it. So it had 17 recommendations, and just last week council met and prioritised a plan of action, which had basically seven key themes. It was all around planning, leadership, operational procedures, capability, partnerships, and of course the big one being communication. So we've hired a group manager for the January flood to deal with the prioritisation of improving our processes, etc., around that. And I feel real confident that's looking in a much better place. I mean, on Sunday afternoon when it was pouring, I did ring both the Auckland Emergency Management and general manager and the duty manager, Rachel Kelleher, who's the face of, we saw on TV a lot. And both of them gave me confidence that they were watching the weather, they had people and processes and things in place. So that made me feel much happier about it all.
I did see, Brown had a meeting with Civil Defence kind of on the Sunday, trying to lay out kind of plan of approach. Is there anything that hasn't been able to be enacted by this time?
No, I think, from Mayor Brown's perspective, again, that was just precautionary, remembering that weather was on a watch, not a warning. And I think everyone's just more conscious now that we need to be prepared. I mean, we had Auckland Transport Helping Waters go out and look at sort of some of the main known areas, catch pits and all that kind of stuff to check. So we're just we are very heightened around weather more than we've ever been. We've learned from them. I'd like to think we've learned from our mistakes, and I think we'll be in a much better place. I'll say if and when, because I think it's likely to be when, not if, we get another round of bad weather.
I think maybe just repeat your earlier point, but do you have advice for people on where they need to go or where they should go for kind of up-to-date information or how to kind of keep track of this thing?
So it's the Auckland Emergency Management website and the Met Service website. But I think from an Auckland perspective, we can do things ourselves that are quite easy just to prepare our homes and businesses, etc. So, look, check your drains and gutters to ensure they aren't blocked. Yes, I know council needs to do its bit, but actually it's no good, you know, getting on the phone and waiting for council to come and pick up some leaves when you know full well they're sitting there in your own drain outside your own house. Put on some gloves. Look, you know, make sure that you're safe in doing so. But, you know, if you can clear those leaves out of the gutter and let the water flow freely, that will help. Secure outdoor furniture if wind warnings come up again. Keep an eye on the weather forecast. Watch when we're driving because, you know, we do get a lot of surface flooding and it can be quite hard to see. So whatever you do, don't drive through floodwaters, but just drive to the conditions. And then, of course, if you really feel that something's really wrong, if life or property's at risk, we do ask that you phone 111. Check in with your neighbours, friends, whānau, family, especially if you're in areas that have had, you know, flooding or slippage before. And, of course, we do have an option if you see fallen trees, debris on public property or whatever, we can report that to the Auckland Council on our online tool, Report a Problem. And if your property is damaged, take photographs as soon as possible.
Cool. Thanks for that. I think let's move on to the recent release of budget submission statistics. So the full numbers on public budget submissions were released a bit ago, having the most submissions of any council consultation ever. The proposed budget... It's pretty good to see kind of people engaging in such a high number. But I think the proposed budget had some pretty strong pushback from the submissions, with 73 supporting either some or no reductions at all. With such a gulf between the proposal and the public response, how is council proceeding with the budget plan?
Look, there's no doubt people, you know, came out in force and had their say, and I think that's because potentially they didn't like what they were, you know, what the budget said. But it's just also important to remember that there were three types of consultation that we did with people. The normal council one, and that was the one that had a huge response. But we also did a survey, which was an independent survey undertaken by Kantar and reviewed by Auckland University, because traditionally what we get in Auckland council response is that we have people that are underrepresented, for example, and it came through even with the over 40,000 from us. So people under 25 were underrepresented. European ethnicities were overrepresented, and South and East Auckland were underrepresented. So we did do this extra survey, which was, as I said, reflecting the demographic of all of Auckland. And then we did a third one that we've never done before, because we have done that independent one before, which is a more deliberative democracy method of participatory forums. And we used community partners and former members of demographic panels to provide them with a bit more information. Now, whilst we really went all out and made sure we covered all our bases by listening to Aucklanders, the interesting thing is what came back was a real mix. You know, where you got the majority view in one survey going for one thing, the second survey or a participative forum came up with a different answer. So it is, it's proven to be a bit of a challenge getting different information from the different groups. I mean, I'll just use airport chairs as an example because I think that's quite, you know, quite contentious. So in the consultation or the council consultation feedback, just over half of the individual submitters supported selling some or all of the airport shares. In the independent survey, 76% supported some or all the shares being sold. But in the participatory forum, the majority supported the sale. So it is going to be tricky for councillors as they negotiate the next 50 plus days and workshops, etc., to come up with a final budget, because we have to pass a final budget.
Interesting stuff, Desley. Thanks so much for speaking with us today. Have a good rest of your morning and ka kite.
Yeah, ka kite. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.